Okay, so I'm going to talk about the question of, I've been asked to talk about the question of why so many smart people do so many stupid things, i.e. smart people acting stupid, smart people acting dumb. And actually, statement or fact often seems puzzling to people, but actually from the standpoint of modern cognitive science, there's very little puzzling about it. A cognitive scientist would first take the vernacular terms, smart and stupid, and translate them into a language that maps into concepts that we talk about in cognitive science. The term smart in the vernacular maps quite simply into intelligence. The term acting stupid, acting dumb, isn't exactly the opposite of intelligence. It isn't actually being not intelligent. It's lacking rationality. And from a cognitive science standpoint, there's very little paradoxical about a mismatch between intelligence and rationality. Why? Because those two different concepts refer to different levels of analysis in a cognitive system. Cognitive scientists would distinguish three levels of analysis in many situations: a physical level, a so-called algorithmic level, and a so-called intentional level of analysis. Imagine a case where imagine three cases. A lady is walking by a cliff and is blown off a cliff and falls to her death. Two, a lady is walking along a cliffside, goes to step on a rock, and the rock is not a rock, but a crevice, and she falls down the cliff and is killed. Three, a lady is on a cliffside walking, and she intends to commit suicide, and she throws herself off the cliff. Physically, in the three cases, the lady has died for the same reason. The physics is exactly the same. Gravity and impact are operating in exactly the same way. But from a psychological standpoint, the three cases are, of course, utterly different. To understand the first case, all you need is physics. Okay? To understand the second case, so you're at the physical level of analysis. In the second case, a cognitive scientist would say that you're at the algorithmic level of analysis. What has gone wrong is that the lady's information processing mechanisms have misfired. She has perceived a rock as a crevice. She has an algorithmic level problem. Okay, the algorithmic level refers to things like short-term memory, perception, how people retrieve things from memory, the mechanics of thought. Okay, that's actually different from what's happening in the third case. There's nothing going wrong with her algorithmic machinery, according to a cognitive scientist. She's perceiving correctly, retrieving information from memory correctly. The third case needs an analysis at a different level of analysis, what a cognitive scientist calls the intentional level of analysis, where we talk about a person's goals, how those goals are structured, the person's beliefs about the environment in which they're operating, and how they attain those goals given the beliefs. And now I have the connection to the terminology I introduced. Intelligence in psychology is an algorithmic level construct. It refers to the machinery of the mind, okay? How well a person is retrieving from memory and perceiving. Rationality refers to the intentional level of analysis, higher level control processes that control a person's goals and a person's means-ends analysis that they use to get to a goal. So from a cognitive science standpoint, there's nothing surprising about one level of analysis being out of kilter with another. And that's how a cognitive scientist would parse the colloquial phrase, smart people acting dumb.